Thanks for joining me today at InvestorIdeas.com Clean Tech and Climate Change Podcast, looking at today's problems and solutions for the future. I'm your host, Dawn Van Zandt, founder of InvestorIdeas.com, and hoping to share our way of making a difference in climate change. Good morning and welcome to today's podcast. Today I would like to pose the question, does the billions that companies like 3M trading on the NYSE, MMM, and DuPont trading on NYSE, DD, pay in settlements for water contamination with PFAS make a difference if these chemicals are forever chemicals? CanadianUnderwriter.com explains in simple language. Also known as forever chemicals, PFAS are a group of synthetic chemicals that have chains of carbon-fluorine bonds. These bonds do not degrade easily in the environment and are incredibly difficult to break. PFAS is water and oil proof and is present in countless products, nonstick cookware, pizza boxes, popcorn bags, dental floss, and waterproof cosmetics, to name a few. PFAS are also a major component in firefighting foam, which is effective in quashing grease and oil fires. The sad truth is that in spite of all of the fines and settlements, it continues. 3M has announced it will discontinue the use of PFAS across its product portfolio by the end of 2025. The Washington Post reported in March that the EPA has proposed the nation's first drinking water standards, requiring water utilities to reduce the levels of PFAS. The key word here is reduce. ACS Publications reported that research has suggested that over 200 million Americans likely drink water contaminated with PFAS chemicals, which have been linked to a host of health issues, including cancer. But up until now, the pollutants have only been regulated by some U.S. states. The U.S. has now issued a rule that would require communities to test and treat water for six of the chemicals. The BBC reported, through its infrastructure law, the Biden administration has dedicated $5 billion to address water contaminants like PFAS, $2 billion of which is designated for disadvantaged communities. Still, that may not be enough. But while cleaning up the chemicals marks an important first step to protecting Americans' health, the most safe and cost-effective method would be to limit the manufacturing of the chemicals, experts have said. You have to turn it off at the source, says Dr. Kwiatkowskioff of the Green Policy Institute, an environmental advocacy organization. It doesn't make any sense to keep cleaning them out of the water if you keep putting them back in. CanadianUnderwriter.com notes nearly 15,000 synthetic chemicals qualify as PFAS, according to the U.S. EPA. But exposure to PFAS can have adverse health effects like mimicking our bodies, fatty acids, and disrupting hormone production or insulin regulation. Over 6,500 PFAS lawsuits have been filed in the U.S. over the last 20 years. In June, 3M reportedly reached a $10.3 billion settlement for its public water system contamination suit in the U.S. Looking at the 3M June SEC filing, it's clear that these companies will settle on conditions that work for them in the long run, with no admission of guilt. On June 22nd, 3M entered into a proposed class action settlement to resolve a wide range of drinking water claims by public water systems, otherwise known in this as PWS, in the United States regarding any PFAS subject to court approval. Eligible class members are the United States public water systems as defined in the settlement. Subject to court approval, the settlement would resolve a portion of 3M's PFAS-related multi-district litigation that involves PWS drinking water claims in the United States by providing funding for treatment technologies to PWS, or public water systems, that have tested positive for PFAS, funding for future testing, and funding for systems that test positive in the future. Under the settlement, class members would agree to release 3M from any claim arising out of, relating to, or involving PFAS that entered or may enter drinking water, or the class member's water system in the development, manufacture, formulation, distribution, sale, transportation, storage, loading, mixing, application, or use of PFAS, or any product including aqueous film, forming foam, manufactured with or containing PFAS. The transport, disposal, or arrangement for disposal of PFAS containing waste or PFAS containing wastewater, or as a class member of use of PFAS containing drinking water for irrigation or manufacturing, or representations about PFAS or any product, including the AFFF, which is the aqueous film forming foam, manufactured with or containing PFAS. I feel like Charlie Brown's teacher, blah, 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 blah. This is crazy. It's crazy. If the court approves the settlement and all conditions in the settlement are met, 3M will pay $10.5 billion to $12.5 billion in total to resolve the claims released by the settlement. The settlement calls for 3M to make payments annually from 2024 through 2036. The actual amounts that 3M will pay will be determined in part by which, if any, class members that did not have a positive test result for the presence of PFAS in their drinking water as defined by the settlement, as of the date of settlement, receive such a test by the result of end of 2025. The settlement gives 3M the option to terminate the settlement if the number of eligible class members opting out of the settlement exceeds specified levels. The settlement provides that 3M does not admit any liability or wrongdoing and does not waive any defenses. According to a June article in Time magazine, as the evidence of the dangers of PFAS mounted, both from company research and independent studies, both 3M and DuPont began covering up what they were learning. And to scare you even more, this is not just isolated to water. That's just what I was talking about today. NRDC.org said in April, whether found in a raincoat or a pair of yoga pants, PFAS are used widely in our clothing, shoes, and accessories. These chemicals also cause pollution at every stage of production. At the PFAS chemical manufacturing facilities and garment factories, they often contaminate the air, water, and soil of the surrounding environment. In our next podcast, I'll drill down more on DuPont and their never-ending list of lawsuits and settlements. And like before, when I've discussed the irony of these companies that pollute and contaminate, having their ESG strategies all over the place with their PR and their propaganda. Of course, DuPont as well has an ESG and sustainability strategy. ESG policy means nothing now, and we should all realize that. It doesn't mean anything. And they all should flush it down the drains with their other toxic chemicals. So investors, again, I have some advice. Don't be woke. Be awake. Be awake when you look at these companies and what they're actually doing. And if you're a small company doing some great things that will benefit our water and our environment and our planet, I would love to hear from you and tell your story. That's it for today. Do something great for this beautiful planet each and every day. To hear more Clean Tech podcasts, visit the Clean Tech and Climate Change page on Investor Ideas. You can find it on our top template. Also, Investor Ideas has a lineup of other podcasts and themes, including the AII, the Crypto Corner, our cannabis podcast called Cannabis News and Stocks on the Move, rated one of the top investor podcasts in the sector, Play by Play, a podcast looking at sports and esports news, and Exploring Mining. To listen to any of our podcasts, visit our podcast page on Investor Ideas at investorideas.com/audio. And a reminder, you can hear our podcasts on Spotify, iTunes, TuneIn, Stitcher, Spreaker.com, iHeartRadio, Google Play Music, and most audio platforms available to you. If you like any of our podcasts, we would appreciate you recommending them or reviewing them on your audio platform. And to help you follow and track clean tech and renewable energy stocks, Investor Ideas has created a directory of publicly traded stocks in the sector. You can find that by going to our homepage, looking on the sidebar and looking at renewable energy and environmental themes, and you'll find our stock directories there. Investor Ideas does remind all of investors to read our disclaimers and disclosures on our site. You can find them at investorideas.com/about-disclaimer.asp. It is important to read these. And this podcast is not an endorsement to buy products or services or securities. Investors are reminded that all investment involves risk and a possible loss of investment. Thank you again and have a great day.